From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. We live in a world of choices, from the countless tracks you can download to your iPod, to the hundreds of channels available on cable, and the dozens of different ethnic cuisines you can find in the frozen food section at the grocery store. All these choices can be overwhelming, but fortunately, when it comes to world music, we have a guide to connect us with the artists performing some of the most interesting music this planet has to offer. His name is Charlie Gillett. He's a DJ with the BBC, and he's just released his latest compilation CD of world music called Beyond the Horizon. Charlie Gillett joins us now from London. Welcome back to the program.
Hello, Michelle.
Well, let's plow through some of the music that's included in this compilation. I want to begin with a track by Jorge Drexler. It's called Disneylandia, and this is an artist from Uruguay. Tell us a little bit more about this as we listen.
The theme of this, as far as I can figure it out, is that the singer is describing the many people in the world, the plight that they are in, and what brings them together, what they have in common with each other.
Hijo de inmigrantes rusos casado en Argentina con una pintora judía, se casa por segunda vez con una princesa africana en México. Música hindú contrabandeada por gitanos polacos se vuelve un éxito en el interior de Bolivia.
The lyrics in the song are really interesting. A son of Russian immigrants married in Argentina to a Jewish painter gets married for the second time to an African princess in Mexico. It goes on and on and on. It really paints this sort of operatic picture
theme
with all these characters.
Yep. And once you begin to get a feel of what it might be about, it's interesting. Every time I hear it, I hear another word that I didn't notice the first time. And I find that happens a lot with listening to songs that are not in my own language, that you just hear words, not necessarily the meaning, but the meaning comes through usually in the emotion of the singing.
I want to listen to this song by Simpiwi Dana, and I hope I'm pronouncing this.
You're doing really well, yeah.
Bantu Biko Street. It's music that makes you want to go on a journey, doesn't it sound like?
Yes, yes. I find that the journey is often in my head. I must admit that I don't take as many physical journeys as people might imagine. And I'm sure in this ecological age where you're not supposed to burn up too many carbon, whatever it is, in planes, this is the way to travel.
Oh, listen to world music and reduce your carbon footprint. There
exactly,
you go.
Exactly, exactly.
You know, when we talked about Simpiwi Dana, it's not surprising that you'd have music that represents black South Africa on a CD because there's so much wonderful music that comes out of that part of the world and that culture. Less well known are white South African artists, and you include one of those artists on this CD.
Well, I'm glad you noticed that. It was a bit of a surprise to me, and I amused myself by putting the two of them next to each other. First, Simpiwi, and then this man called Gert Vlok Nel. And the song is about a man who has noticed that a woman that he used to go out with has now got married to somebody else. And he wonders, does she remember some of the experiences that they shared together in the back seat of his car, and various little glimpses of the past come through. And it's another of those songs you every now and then hear an English phrase in the Afrikaans.
And it was beautiful, oh, both of this, and it was so verskrikkelijk. Verskrikkelijk lief voor jou en ik en jij op grafte in op
training op voor verleden. Zag het iets gevreden, nou is je een man. Boven computer analysts en last winter. You try to cut both of your wrists. Nou schrijf jij voor mij. Ik kan niet meer slaan.
Now, you actually discovered an artist that's included on this compilation through a cab driver that you were speaking with in Morocco.
Yes, I did. I did. That was good fun. That's Hisham, who a driver who has a Mercedes in Marrakesh. So we set off on our journey to the High Atlas Mountains, and the first thing he did was to put on a CD by Supertramp, and I complained vehemently and said, come on, this is not what we've come to hear.
The 1970s rock group Supertramp?
That Supertramp, indeed. So he took that off and slipped in the greatest hits of Nancy Iram, who is a Lebanese singer who you do hear wherever you go in I was going to say the Middle East. Morocco hardly feels like the Middle East in some ways, but it is one musical culture from Lebanon through Egypt, through Tunis, through Algeria, all the way to Morocco.
When you listen to music, particularly music that comes from the Arab world, tell me about the difference in listening in your studio but actually hearing that music in context as you're driving through the streets of Morocco.
It's a great question, because one can listen to music in the cold office or wherever it is I sit and put the CDs on, and they may or may not attract my attention. But if you're driving along and the landscape is whizzing beside you and the people that you see on the streets are visually similar to the people whose music one's listening to, it makes a huge difference. And funny enough, I find the same thing if I go to the United States and go through the southern states. You know, whether driving in Tennessee or Mississippi, you feel, if you could find music which feels like it was made in such a place, it really changes how it sounds.
Charlie, it's always good to talk to you.
Great pleasure for me, Michelle. Thank you.
That's DJ Charlie Gillett of the BBC. He pulled together the CD Beyond the Horizon, a selection of the best music from around the world. You can listen to entire songs that he recommends at npr.org/music. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.